Iets wat onderkoelde synpunk over Visiting Dust Bunnies. Dat kan alleen maar van het Australische exec komen. Na Sidestepping, een tweede voorbode van hun nieuwe plaat Proof the Mountains Move. Die komt eind februari uit bij het DFA-label en werd gemasterd door Mikey Young. En van het vaak zonnige Melbourne trekken we naar het al even vaak grauwe Newcastle. Niet voor de typische kwaaie UK-punk, postpunk liever deze keer. De drie vrouwen van Marginal Gains zorgen voor de speelse klanken waarop de rauwe hardcore stem van zanger Dan los mag gaan. Deze single dropten ze toen al volop in de juiste lijstjes modus waren. Dus deze had er nog te goed sinds begin december. Big Night van Marginal Gains.
TikTok, review paints across Een mokerslag, dit was All Hail Pressure van Prostitute, een vijfkoppige band uit Dearborn in de Amerikaanse staat Michigan. Het is een stad waar naar schatting 55% van de bevolking Arabische of Noord-Afrikaanse roots heeft. Je vindt er de grootste moskee van de Verenigde Staten en door islamofoben wordt ze dan ook de jihad-hoofdstad van Amerika genoemd. In dit klimaat ontstond dus Prostitute, een band die scherpe noise rock combineert met de traditionele klanken uit Noord-Afrika en het Midden-Oosten. Hun debuutalbum Attempted Martyr is een razende kritiek op die moslimhaat, jammer genoeg de retoriek van deze tijd. Het Londense Human Word brengt om de zoveel tijd een prima noise rock plaat uit en dat geldt ook voor de meest recente van Gold. Compromisloos, maar daardoor ook lekker uitdagend. Uit Bludgeoning Simulations is dit Cauterize van Gold.
De band is gebroken na 5 jaar toeren. Met amper 1 single heeft Butch Cassidy eindelijk nieuwe muziek uit. Formeel een EP met 2 nummers, Scent Like Fire, maar de 2 tracks lopen naadloos in elkaar over en vormen dus eerder een tweeluik. Dit was het eerste deel Scent van Butch Cassidy. We gaan eruit met Franse Screamo. De nieuwe plaat van Gros Enfant Mort verschijnt volgende week bij Moment of Collapse, Le Son des Pierres. Veel plezier met Sterrenplaten. Zometeen, hier is nog Étranger à la Terre van Gros Enfant Mort. Tot volgende week.
Summertime. You know I'd really like to stay. My feet start going down, going down that highway. My feet start going down, going down the lawn. Babe, I got to ramble. To ramble, my feet start going down, and I got to follow. They just start going down, going down, and I got to go.
Onlar için yiyorlar denildi. Doğrudur. Yediler. Ömürlerini yediler. Düştüler. ...63. gün. Aygün Uğur şehit düştü.
Hello. Thank you all much. Thank you so much for coming. We are here from Feminist Hub Amsterdam. I'm delighted to see so many people joining us in the cold and this weather. Thank you for joining this march. Today, I don't know how you feel about it, but personally, my Instagram feed was flooded all over with information about violence against women. All of a sudden, all those statistics appear out of nowhere. But just today, the rest 346 days a year, it's silent. Violence is something we all experience in our lives. It's not an accident. It's a pattern. It's a pattern so deeply embedded in our society. We grow up with it, like, from our, like, youngest age on, we've been told, you have to trust mothers. Take this and this security measure. Take care if you go home. But this is not our side we have to fight. It's the predator's side that has to change. Last year, the case of Gisele Pelicot shocked the world. It was a case of the systemic violence in her own home, from her own husband, and her quote, shame must change the side, but also she has the responsibility for who acts the way. It's not the victim's responsibility to save themselves. It's a society's obligation to fix the system. Within the FCA, we build a community of strong feminists who support each other. Feminism makes us stronger together and gives us the power to stand up against the patriarchal system. The FCA stands for intersectionality, stands for queer liberation, and most of all, we speak out against injustice. If you check out the website of the Dutch government, there's a statistic that 45% of all women in the Netherlands have been victims of physical or sexual violence at some time in their lives. We all know that, in theory, and sadly most of us, most likely already experienced a form of harassment. We are trying to tell our families about that, tell the government with logic and facts. Sarah Ahmed tells it so beautifully in her book, The Feminist Killjoy. How many times have you been seen as the killjoy when you bring up past experiences of violence? And yes, I will be a killjoy and I will be an angry feminist as long as we all have to live with useless sexualized violence. Feminist Dina Martin says so beautifully, of course I'm angry. Let me quote it right. Anger is a very normal response to having your human rights compromised. And this matters. Like, our anger is not something to be belittled, not something to be called dramatic. Woo! It is a valid emotion we all feel. It's been suppressed for so long, and it's time to have this anger taken to be seen seriously. Message today and for our future is that we are done waiting for society to change. We are society. Yes! We are the voices speaking up for us and for all that cannot. We are the ones whose anger will no longer be dismissed and belittled. I'm happy to see so many feminist groups joining here today, and thank you so much again. Our hearts are full.
Sitting in the bathtub, says I'm scared and lonely. Never seen no one else as I'm scared and lonely. Here come the wolf man. Hey, little moon. Saying, hey, little moon. Saying, hey, little moon. Sitting in the bathtub. My heathen child. She's a heathen child. Yes, she's a heathen child. She got a little gun. She got a little poison. Got a little gun. And it's sitting in the bathtub, sucking her thumb. Says, I don't care about Buddha. Care about Krishna. Don't care about Allah. Don't care about any of them. Just sitting in the bathtub, sucking her thumb. 'Cause she's a heathen child. Yeah, she's a heathen child. Yeah, she's a heathen child. Yeah, she's a real wild child. Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on, baby. Oh, poor little Momo. Yeah, Patton Monroe. She's got a little powder, got a little gun, and sitting in the bathtub having some fun. She was raised by beasts and photographed by vultures. Ah, here come the wolfman, the abominable snowman. Got a little poison, got a little gun, sitting in the bathtub waiting for the wolfman to come. Husband will protect you. You are wrong. You think your little wife will protect you. You are wrong. You think your children will protect you. You are wrong. You think your government will protect you. You are wrong. She don't care about Allah. She is the Allah. Don't care about Buddha. She is the Buddha.
clap. That's quite a lot of percussion.
One, two, three.
Oh, we're not doing to the track.
Thank you.
don't look back. Don't believe them. Go for that crazy sounding restaurant. They're gonna try and get behind you. Don't you let them do it. You know what I'm talking about? You hear me talking? You hear me talking? It's pretty scary, baby. It's so revolting. It's pretty scary, baby. It's so revolting. It's pretty scary, baby. It's so revolting. It's pretty scary, baby. It's so revolting.
Er hatte Schulden, denn er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, kann man Rock Me Amadeus.
Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alles rief, er kann man Rock Me Amadeus.
Amadeus, 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 Amadeus. Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus.
Come and rock me, Amadeus. Come
Amadeus, 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 Amadeus,
Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus,
1980 und es war in Wien. No Plastic Money in den Bau, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Idol. Und alle suchten noch heute keinen Rock mehr. Aber Ding ist nur mit dir.
For capitalism and culture. What is capitalism, anyway? Capitalism, that's like democracy, isn't it? And aren't the enemies of capitalism the opponents of democracy? Didn't we defeat them in the Cold War? Actually, capitalism and democracy are two very different things. Democracy is, essentially, the idea that people should have control over their lives. The power should be shared by all rather than concentrated in the hands of a few.
You say it, brother.
Shut up. Yes.
I told you.
Capitalism is something altogether different. In the United States and other Western nations, we're used to hearing that we live in a democratic society.